Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, we talked about some of the choices facing Milwaukee area schools when it comes to arts education. Now we talk with two people honored for their contribution to arts education today. John Waite is the director of instrumental music at Hamilton High School in Sussex. He's the winner of the Civic Music Association of Milwaukee's 2014 Music Teacher of the Year Award. Tanya Adair is principal at MPS's Washington High School of Information Technology and the winner of the association's Educator Administrator of the Year Award. She's responsible for reviving Washington's once defunct music program. They spoke with Bonnie North and talked about what the awards mean to them and to their schools.
For me, I'm not sure that I know that yet. I'm still sort of feeling that out. That's it's a pretty crazy thing to kind of come to terms with, simply because I've sort of made a habit of just putting my head down and working, and I'm relatively uncomfortable accepting recognition and awards, and I tend to downplay them a bit. But in terms of the school having some recognition, my family, my coworkers, students and parents and that sort of thing are very, very happy to see me get the recognition. So,
and Tanya?
For me, I'm not sure exactly how I feel about it yet. Just like John, I'm reluctant sometimes when it comes to a recognition for myself. So I try to keep it about the kids. So as far as the award is concerned, I take it as an opportunity to showcase my school more, as well as Milwaukee Public Schools and some of the wonderful things that we're doing within the school system and within Washington High School.
Arts education is one of those things that, you know, when you read about it in the paper, it's usually because it's been cut. That's the kind of recognition that it tends to get. How is it being in the trenches? John, starting with you in the classroom, where are we really when it comes to arts education in the public schools?
That's a difficult question, in large part because everything is so isolated. Districts are isolated from one another, and each district makes their own decisions, really, on how much or how little to support the arts. And I've seen this across many different districts here in southeast Wisconsin, that different districts will support it in different ways, whether some it's monetarily, some it's through staff support, some not at all. So it's difficult to have that conversation because it's not the level isn't the
same. It's not across the board.
Correct.
Yeah.
Everybody ends up fighting their own individual battles rather than being able to sort of band together in any sort of common cause.
Is that one of the problems? Should we have a more unified approach to this?
I'm not sure. I've thought a lot about the future of music education, particularly since I lived abroad for a year and I worked in that system, and seeing some of the ways that they deal with budget cuts no different than we do. They deal with how to apportion their money no different than we do. Some areas make different choices. Some make the same choices. And sometimes you're dealing, whether it's here or there, with societal values that are so deeply embedded that to consider taking those on, is that too much to ask? Or should we be trying to get programs to fit individual communities and areas? So it's a difficult question. And I think that whenever you try to do a one-size-fits-all solution, that's really when you do start to run into some issues, when you try to mandate something from the top down and have it work for everybody. Well, I think that that's not really a workable solution, which often is where we are in education today, unfortunately.
Trying to find a one-size-fits-all?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And Tanya, is that your experience as well from the administrative side of things? Is there too much pressure to try to find sort of a unified field theory of education?
Well, not exactly. I know that for Milwaukee Public Schools, there's been opportunity to increase the number of art, music, and FIAT teachers within the district. For the last 2 years, it's been really a focus on increasing in those areas, and there's been money that has been set aside for the budget to increase in those areas. And I know that for the upcoming budget, it's increasing even more. With each principal, however, it's different in how you utilize that, as long as you're utilizing it in art, music, and FIED. I chose to move forward in the music area because I wanted to make sure that our students had a well-rounded opportunity for a great education. So I chose to bring back the music program at Washington, and I feel like that was my choice. With the allocations that were given, that was a choice that I made because I know that music made a difference for me in my life as a student. So I wanted to give back to my students the same way that it was given to me.
Did you find that parents were in agreement with that? That you had no pushback?
No pushback at all. Parents were definitely excited about it. When I met with our governance council, they were really excited because many of them thought about the opportunities that they had in school and with music, and they, you know, they were in awe that there was not a music program a few years ago, but they were really excited about recreating a music program, and I have parents that have volunteered to even assist in those areas.
What does music give your students? You're running an IT school. What does music give them that they don't get from other subjects?
Music is an opportunity for you to express how you feel without necessarily using words all the time. So I believe that through music, kids have an opportunity to express themselves. I believe that music allows students to have a more well-rounded education. So research has shown that, you know, music enhances what students are doing academically. So I think that through our music department, we not only focus on singing and dancing, although we have a dance class and we have the music class, but we try to incorporate technology within those as well. So one of our labs is even where we have students who are able to produce videos, and they've done that through working with Arts at Large, has helped us to do that and reproduce even our school song. So it's giving kids opportunities to express themselves in ways that they may not have had that opportunity in math or science or social studies.
And John, for you, as someone who is actually teaching music, how do you see that reflected back in your students? Does it bring them out of their shells? What do you see?
Absolutely. Music is one of those places that can provide a safe haven for students that wouldn't find that in other places. I was asked recently to write down a little bit about how I feel about what's important in my teaching career in music education. And I think that I've had the blessing of having many former students come back and visit. And all the technical things that I've taught them, many of them have gone out the window 10, 15 years or so later. But the thing that stays with them is what we call the affective side of their experience. So there's the cognitive side, which is great, and that music does provide all those things for students. It helps improve their focus, their time management skills, all the academic things that studies have shown is a fact. But the affective thing is what they remember and carry with them the rest of their lives. And so that part of it is different than other subjects can typically offer, that affective community, that place for students that might not have a place elsewhere. And that sort of experience, I think, is the value that I try to kind of bring forward with my teaching and really focus on helping kids take with them when they go.
So what would you like to see music education in specific, but arts education in general, how would you like to see it change? What are we doing right and what do we need to fix in our schools?
Well, I think, in talking with a lot of students and parents recently, I think that the students and the parents who are involved in any way, even in sometimes in lower level capacities, really value the experience. And I think a lot of people really wish that they could convey the importance of that so that people who are decision makers would give it more equal footing sometimes. We sort of live in an age where testing is king and the more rigorous the curriculum, which is fantastic. But to make sure that we don't forget the necessity of a well-rounded approach.
For everyone.
Okay. I totally agree. I know that, you know, like he said, a lot of times the focus is on testing, and that's the quantitative measures of what we're doing in our schools. But that qualitative measure is so important. And when students have an opportunity to enhance themselves, that will increase what they're doing academically every time. And I want to see, although we're offering, you know, a music program that's coming back, we have one music teacher, we have an art teacher, we have a dance person that we contract with, but it's not enough. I just feel like it's not enough. I think that it should be in every school. Every student should have an opportunity to participate in art and music at all times, because it is a way for those students that may not be able to connect with a teacher, you know, through the academics, that may not be able to find that connection that's going to help enhance their life. I think art and music does that. And that's something that we don't want to forget, and we don't want to leave those students out. We want to make sure that all of our students have an opportunity to have a well-rounded education. And I think that that comes through art and music for some of our students.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and congratulate both of you again for your Civic Music Association of Milwaukee Awards. I think they picked quite well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lake Effect's Bonnie North spoke with two winners of awards from the Civic Music Association of Milwaukee. John Waite won Music Teacher of the Year, and Tanya Adair was Educator Administrator of the Year. The award ceremony is Sunday evening at the Humphrey Scottish Rite Masonic Center in Milwaukee. Another break now, and then the expectation-smashing music of the French Horn Rebellion. That's when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.